tzaddik vav on the base, if you had the gil anasha, they got mixed up. But the gil anasha, but man she'en makiran, kula masurim. You have a chakir to shalom zayah, a chakir to shalom zayah common. Bizman she'en makiran, kula masurim. So the Gemara asked the kasha on the last line on tzaddik tes on the base, and then on the second line on kufa mid aleph, what's the problem? Isn't there a din that yavish be yavish is batel chag betray? So the Gemara says, well, there are a couple of exceptions to the rule. The rule is that Yavish B'Yavish is Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish is Batel Chad B'Trei. And you have one exception, Beria Shiny. Beria exists. Beria is a constant on the level of the Raisa. That's why we had on Tzadik Vav and Aleph, the long Tosfos, that Minatara Beria doesn't need a Kazayas. So here, Midirabbanan, Beria is a Dabba Chashuv. So it's a Dabba Chashuv is not Batel. Then you have Chaticha Ruilus Kabi, the concept of Chaticha Ruilus Kabi doesn't exist anywhere else in Halacha on the level of the Raisa. Beri exists on the level of the Raisa. Chaticha Ruilus Kabi does not exist. Noch Achumra Midirabbanan. Then you have Balechaim Chashivi Viloi Beteli Lesa Gemara in Zbochim. The Perik begins Kol Zbochim Shinesarvu. You have Pasul of Karbonis got mixed in with Kosher Karbonis. You have 1,000 Kosher Karbonis and 1 Pasul of Karbon. And it's muktzav and evad as tanzayim b'chir kelim. You can't tell by looking at it. It's not that it's a balmum; it's missing a leg. You look at all the behemoths; you can't tell which is which. So if you have a taruvus and the Mishnah says afil echad be'alef is not bottle, so the Gemara asks, why not? Well, what's the problem? Let it be bottle. The Gemara says no. Balechaim chashivi v'loy b'teli. Balechaim is not bottle. We assume all this is all midirabbanan. Balechaim is not bottle. Chatich roi l'skabit is not bottle. Berry is not bottle. What else is not bottle? We were speaking about what else is not batel because of its chashiva. So we had Dovish Abiminyan here, our daf here on Kufa Mid Aleph. The Gemara asks Chaticha Shal Neveila v'tivatel beruba. So the Gemara says, well, Henicha Lamandi Omer Kol Shadak Leimon Shneil Lamandi Amir Shadak Leimon Shneil Meikel Leimar. What's that? Eshadak Leimon is called Shadak Leimon. So that's in the beginning of Beitza. So a few places in Shas. The Mishnah quotes a machloekes satanaim Rab Meir and the Chachamim. So Rab Meir is a shita sayachid al pash. The Rab Meir says that a dovish and a minion is a dovish choshim and it's not bottle. So the Gemara has a machloekes Rab Yechan and Reish Lakish within Rab Meir. What did Rab Meir mean? Rab Yechanan says, I think Rab Yechanan says only if it's esher darkly monos. It's always sold by the unit, never sold by the volume, never sold by the weight. And Reish Lakish says kol she darkly monos. If it's ever sold by the unit, even though sometimes it's sold eggs. Let's say eggs are sometimes sold by the unit. They sell a dozen eggs in the store, but when they sell it to the store, they sell it by the volume or they sell it by the weight. They don't sell it by the unit. So the eggs are sometimes sold by the unit and sometimes sold by the volume or by the weight. So eggs will be a machlekes Rabbi Yechonah Mishlokesh within Rab Meir. Do we pass like Rab Meir? Do we pass like Rab Meir? So that's an Machlekes in Rishonim, that's a Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. And Simon, this is very strange. See, if we're used to thinking logically and writing things logically, so we would write first the rule, and then we would write the exceptions to the rule. In Shulchan Aruch, you have the exceptions to the rule printed before you have the rule. Here, the rule is a Simon Kuftes. Simon Kuftes in Yerideya is that the Yavish B'Yavish is Batel Chad B'Trei. And then you have the exceptions to the rule precede the rule. It has barriers, not bottle, that's before. Where's barrier? Yeah, Simakufal of Chaticha Ruilus Kabit is an exception to the rule. You didn't even say the rule yet. Say first it should say Simakuftes. And then after Kuftes, that Yavish B'Yavish is bottle Chad B'Trei, then it should say Simakufal of Chaticha Ruilus Kabit is not bottle. Then you have Kuf Beis doesn't belong in Gansen over here, we'll get to that soon. Then you have where's the next one? Where's Beria? Beria is not thoughtful. Before? No. Simen Kuf is Beria. Simen Kuf. Oh, okay. Simen Kuf is Beria like bottle. Those are the two exceptions to the rule. Yeah. What's the third exception to the rule? Then you have Dvarim Chashuvim, the Mishnah has. Dvarim chashuvim are not bottled. The Mishnah has very fancy. A goes in perach, remoyed in bad, nechavi estum is chilfei tardin. Okay, whole bunch of six or seven things that are so chashuv that they don't lose their identity in the conglomerate. And then you have a machlekes, the mechaber and the ramor here in Kuf Yud Sif Aleph. Balechaim are not bottled. How many things are not bottled? Balechaim and Berio, Chaticha Rui Leskabed, and the Dvorim HaChashuvim. There are more things that are not bottled, no? The Shesh Matir will get to, but Machmas Chashivusa, these are the things. So then, Dovish Adarka Limona is, that's a Machlekes Satanoim in a Mishnah. Dovish Adarka Limona is a Mishnah, Machlekes are Meir Nechachomim. So most, the Mechaber Paskins like the Chachomim against Rav Meir. It's the last line in Sif Aleph, the first half of Sif Aleph. You have a Ramo, Mapsik, Simikuf Yud Sif Aleph. So the Mechaber has two halves, because the Ramo put a Heor in between the first half and the second half. So the last line in the first half of the Mechaber is, Avol Shar Dvarim, Afal Pisha Dark and Limonis, Harielo Oilam Mishurim. If you have things that are Dovah Choshev, it's always sold by the unit, so Mechaber Paskin that it is Bottle. He doesn't Paskin like the whole Rab Meir. Then the Ramo says, "V'yeshomrim kol davar shebiminyan." We should paskan like Rab Meir. Why should you paskan like Rab Meir? One should say Yochav Rab Malachi Kiram. So they hold no. But the Gemara in the beginning of Beitza has a whole machlok of Biachan Veishlokish. What pshat in Rab Meir is it called shadark limonis or is it eshadark limonis? Is it only considered a davar shebiminyan if you always sell it by the unit, or as long as sometimes you sell it by the unit, even though sometimes you sell it by the volume? It's also called a davar shebiminyan. So what are they fighting? Shaloi kalocha, the machlekes abiechan mishlokish, the whole thing is irrelevant. So the answer is, yeah, they want to be mevar what Rav Meir said. So many Rishonim say no. In fact, the abiechan mishlokish are arguing, I'll leave it to Rav Meir, shows that that's the halacha is like Rav Meir. So the Ramo accepts that opinion. The Bali Atos, the Tur B'Shem Bali Atos, is like that, the Chei Noagim, that a dove shebiminyan is not bottled. But then within Rav Meir's sheet, there's a machlekes abiechan, whether we should pass on like Rav Meir, like mishlokish. The Gemara says in Yevamos that whenever there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokish, we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan, with three exceptions to the rule. So why should all of a sudden, why should you pass like Mishlokish over here? Here there are more paskins like Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Yechanan. The Hainu, Darka Limnosa Tomit. If you always sell it by the unit, you never sell it by the weight. You never sell it by the volume. So there are more paskins like Rabbi Meir. Midipligi Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokish Aliba de Rabbi Meir. So that's the Haychacha, that's the Vilna Goyen quotes from the Rishonim. That's the Haychacha that the din is like Rav Meir. And then he says in the Sefer HaTruma, the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal HaTosis, writes in the Sefer HaTruma, he thinks we should pass like Rish Lakish. What's that this? Why should we pass like Rish Lakish? Because in the beginning of Beitza, the Gemara quotes a Braisa that says Beferish like Rish Lakish. So there's a Machlech, so Bechon of Rish Lakish, but Pshat the Rav Meir is, but you have a Beferish of Braisa that says like Rish Lakish. So that should indicate that halacha is kirei shlokish, but we don't paskin like that. So these are the things, the dvar machashuvim that are not bottled. So these are the exceptions to the rule. So very strange. Why the Shulchan Aruch writes everything out of order? They should have first written the siman that yavish biyavish is bottle chad betray, and then you say the exceptions to the rule. That's how the Rosh presents it on his daf. He says the rule is Yavish b'yavish chad b'trei is bottle, and then the exceptions to the rule are chaticha ru'i l'skabed and dovish v'minyan and beria and balechaim chashivim v'loy b'teli. Those are the four, and the dvarim hachashuvim, the six of the seven dvarim hachashuvim, those are the things that are not bottle. What's the din? You mentioned the other simen in Shulchan Aruch that dovish yesh l'matirin is not bottle. That's the gemara also at the beginning of Beitza. A Beitza shenol l'biyantim shenesarve b'beisim achera is. So even if you don't hold from Dovish of Minyan, even if you should say a Beitza, here they're worried over here, there's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. We already had this. We were looking a little bit in Siman Pei Vav. This week when we were, 2 weeks ago, when we were learning some of the Dinim on Beitzim. So the Shulchan Aruch says if you have a Beitza, a tray for Beitza that gets mixed up with others, so it's Hafila Be'elef Leibot. So the Mechaber obviously is assuming that a Beitza is a Dovish of Minyan. Because since you sometimes sell it by the unit, you don't always sell it by the weight, but sometimes sell it by the unit, that's called the Dovish and Minyan. And here, the Mechaber denies the whole institution of Dovish and Minyan. In the beginning of, where was it, Simit Kuf Yud, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says we don't pass like Rav Meir. That's what the Shach points out, that contradiction. It's the Hastira and the Shulchan Aruch. Hastira and the Shulchan Aruch. So you all list that. Why does the Mechaber write in Simen Pei Vav that Beitza is not bottled? If in Simen Kuf Yud, Sifal, if he writes that he paskens like the Chachamim of Rameyer, that there is no din of Davish Miminyan Apov. So it's Hastira. That's a problem in the Shulchan Aruch. So you say there's another din. The Gemara says that Beitza Shanal de Biontiv, so if you wait till after Havdalah, it'll be Mutter without relying on Bittel Beroiv. So you can't rely, you can't use Bittel Beroiv on Yontiv. Kol Dov Sheesh Matirin, Afila Be'elef Lai Bottle. What's the Biur Hadovar? So that's what we said over. The Netziv explains in his commentary on the Shiltis that it's like Eimavat Anisa Lechatchila. There is a din, the Bittel Beroiv is only supposed to be relied on B'di'evit. If the Yisra fell into the Heter, so then you can rely on Bittel Beroiv, but to mix it in, L'chatchila, to rely on Rav, you're not allowed to. So let's say you have a Beitza Shanol de Biyontiv, so you're not allowed to mix it in. You're not allowed to mix it in with other things to be Mevatel Beroiv. So even if it fell in by itself, the Beitza Shanasarva be Beitza Macheres, and you don't know which is which, so your decision to eat it today, it's what's requiring of you that you should rely on Rav. If you decide not to eat it, you have so much other food in the house, so don't eat the Beitza Mechlal. So if you won't eat the Beitzim today, so you won't have to rely on Bittel Beroiv. So your decision to rely on the, you want to eat it today, you're causing yourself to, that's Machnes Atzma L'Matzav Shel Bittel Beroiv. Hacha Tachlana B'Yisra Tachlana B'Heta. Wait till after Yontav is over, so you won't have to rely on Bittel Beroiv. That's what a lot of Achreinim say. Let's say there's a product on the market that's basically a kosher product, has a little kosher ingredients in it, but we ascertain that all the non-kosher ingredients that it has are all bottled b'shishim. They're put in for other reasons. It's not for the purpose of Nesinas Tam. So the din is that it's bottled. Yeah, but am I allowed to buy it l'chatchila? If I can buy a kosher product that doesn't have any non-kosher ingredients, kosher product is going to cost a glatt kosher price. It's going to cost more money. So am I allowed to buy this product that has the non-kosher ingredient? Well, I say, well, the non-kosher ingredient is ready bottled b'roi, but he's saying, no, your decision to buy it is what's allowing you, you're making the Bittel Beroiv. By you're buying it, you're relying on Bittel Beroiv. If you won't buy it, they'll sell it to non-Jews, they'll sell it to other customers, so you won't have to be relying on Bittel Beroiv. So maybe my decision to buy it constitutes a violation of Eimavat Anisa L'Chatchila. So there's a machlekes achreinim on that. Most of the achreinim say that's not a violation of Eimavat Anisa L'Chatchila, but there is a significant amir tamotzui. Achreinim say, in such a case, that's also a violation of Eimavatim. Similar to over here, that when you have a Dov Shesh Matirin, Acho Tachlana Bisa Tachlana Behetta, wait till tomorrow when the thing will be Mutta Legamrei, and you won't have to rely on Bittel Beroiv. So why eat it today? By you deciding to eat it today, that itself is the violation of Eimavatim Isa Lechatchim. So that's a question whether you extend it or not. So basically, these are different din, and these five halachas, where we pass them, there are five things in that bottle. Chatich, Rilis, Kabit, Beria, Dovashiv, Minyan, Balachayim, and the seven Dvarim HaChashuvim. Goes it Perich, Rimoyim, Badna, Chavi, Estumis, Kilche, Krub, the beginning of Simen Kuf Yud. These five things that are not bottled, that's because a Dovachoshuv is Oimid, Nikar, Oimid, Bifnei Atzmai, it's not considered B'taruvus. It doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. Masheni came Dovash, Eishla, Matirin, that's a different reason why it's not bottled. Acha Tachlana Bisa, Tachlana Beheta. It's a different word. There is a taruvis. It is considered. It's not a davar chashuv oimed bifnei atzma. It's considered that you do have a taruvis. The only thing is that you're not supposed to rely on bittel beroiv. Eating it today, relying on bittel beroiv as opposed to waiting till tomorrow, will constitute a violation. That's how the Netziv explains. There's a difference. Take, for example, where's again the simen of davar sheyesh l'matir and loy batel. Dov Sheish Matin was which Simon again? Simon Kuf Beis. Simon Kuf Beis. So the Ramah in Simon Kuf Beis quotes a psak from the Rishonim. In my Ramah, it's right after the Taz is Yud Aleph. And the Bira goes Ois Tezayim. So the line that comes right after that, Kol Iser. It means like this. And the Bir Agro points out that this is an Arachaim Simen Shinchov Siv base. The Mechaber quotes it there, and here the Ramah quotes the exact same thing. They're both quoting from the Rishonim, and the Vilna Gaon says that the marker for this is the Gemara Bava Kama Samach Tes Amar Aleph. Tosis has a kasha, and the Shidim Kobetzer says this is the Teretz Tosis kasha. This sif that what, let's say Mashkin Shezavu on Shabbos and Yontif. You're not allowed to take a fruit and squeeze it out. Sometimes it's an Issa Deraisa of Disha, sometimes it's an Issa Derabbana. Squeeze out oranges, squeeze out lemons. So the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch, when is it an Issa Deraisa, when is it an Issa Derabbana? So what if I didn't squeeze it out? What if somehow by accident pressure was placed on top of the oranges, on top of the lemons, on top of the grapefruit, and the juice squeezed out? Let's say, for example, you have the Balabasta wants to serve grapefruits. So she cuts in half, and then she has a special thing that slices it, cuts it out, and cuts it like this. But then you're going to have a tray full of juice. She wasn't interested in squeezing out the juice. She was interested in cutting the grapefruit to make it easier to eat. But derech agav, some of the juice got squeezed out. So am I permitted to take a spoon and scoop up the juice? That's mashkan shezovah me'aleim. So what's the din of mashkan shezovah? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that there should be a gzeira derabbanan. We shouldn't permit you to drink mashkan shezov me'aleim. Gzeira shem yischot biyadayim. So then the Mishnah has a compromise. If it's a grapefruit, that's why I meant to eat the way it is. So why should it be seichot biyadayim? He never squeezes grapefruit juice. Or let's say oranges. There are juice oranges and there are eating oranges. If it's a juice orange, that's miyuchad for getting the juice out. That makes sense to make zerish and meyischot. So mashkan shezov me'aleim. It's aymin l'schita. So you shouldn't be allowed to drink the mashkan shezov. But if it's eating oranges, not juice oranges, it's not aymin l'schita. So then even when the mashkan shezov me'aleim, you don't make gzeir derabban. So that's the compromise that appears in the Mishnah that we accept la halacha. So let's say you had juice oranges. Or let's say you had grapes. They're not eating grapes. They're juice grapes. And let's say I have a wine company. And I'm going to squeeze all the grapes and make a lot of wine out of it. So even if it's squeezed out by itself, let's say I have all the grapes, a whole pile of grapes, and I have a big heavy thing, and as it keeps on laying down, I have a bar in the middle, and I have this big round thing on the bar, and as it keeps on going down, the heavy weight on top keeps on going further and further. So I set this up on Thursday. And it goes down by itself. On Friday, it goes down on Shabbos. A part of the mashkan shezavah is going to get squeezed out on Shabbos. So let's say I have a whole vat full of grape juice. The overwhelming majority of the grape juice got squeezed out on Thursday and Friday. And some of it got squeezed out on Shabbos. So the din is that and it's aymin l'schita. The whole thing is aymin l'schita. I have a wine factory over here. So mashkan shezavah, when the pears are aymin l'schita, zigzevish amyischot, so you're not allowed to drink it. And it's a davish eshlam atirin. So the din is, let's say, hamashkan shezov, and then it would fall into a vat full of other grape juice. So the din is that it's not even bottled b'shishim. It's a davish eshlam atirin. I feel better for a bottle. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, though, what if there was a lot of grape juice in the bottom of the vat from before Shabbos? And on Shabbos, the heavy weight on top of the cluster of all the grapes, the whole ton of grapes, keeps on going down and down, squeezing out some more juice. It was bol oilam b'taruvus. When the whole mashkan shezavu came out from the grapes, right away it was taruvus. Not that it was mashkan shezavu over here and that it fell into the vat with all of the juice that was squeezed out before. When it became squeezed out, it was taken from miyad. It was already b'taruvus. So then the mechaber and the mechaber in Hilchas Shabbos and the Ramah here in Kuf Beis and Hilchas Davish Yesh Matin, they both say that is bottle. Why? So apparently they understand that there are two dinim in taruvus. There's one din in taruvus that if I have something that's aser, falls into taruvus and you have shish and it becomes bottle, then so that's davish yesh matir afilu be'alaf lay bottle. We don't allow bittle. We say, atcha tachlana bisa tachlana behet, to wait till tomorrow. You won't have to rely on bittle. So your decision to eat it today is a shtickle violation of eimavat and isa l'chatzit. Then there's another din. A taruvus prevents an isa from setting it. If you have an isa and it falls into a taruvus, it knocks it out. It's mevatlet. And if you have something mashkan shezavu in a taruvus prevents it from becoming asa. So that then even applies to a davish yesh matir. That's not called a kula that you should say ein mevatlet isa l'chatchila atcha tachlana bisa tachlana behet. If the mashkan shezavu was bol oilam b'taruvus when it came out from the grapes, when it was squeezed out from the grapes, it was from the very outset. It was b'taruvus, so the taruvus prevents it from becoming us. Taruvus prevents it from becoming us. So here, Rabbi Kiveger in Simet Tazayin raises a question. We have the din Balachaim Chashiva V'loi B'teili. That's the Gemara Maseches Zvachim. The beginning of Kol Azoch Mishinah Sarba. Apostle Korban got mixed in with 1,000 kosher Karbonis. Can't identify which is which. So the Mishnah says he can't be makar of any of them. So the Gemara says the reason why, because Balachaim Chashiva V'loi B'teili. So the Shulchan Aruch has a discussion. There's a din in Simet Tazayin. There's a din of Chumash Os V'Daz Beno Lo Sish Chatu B'yay Mechon. It's in Parshas, where is it? Emor. Parshas Emor. You're not allowed to shecht b'yoy mechot. Os v'ezben ola sish chatu b'yoy mechot. It's taka a good shayla that someone asked. Let's say I'm talking to somebody in Eretz Yisrael, and it's already 7 hours later over there. So there it's after the shkia. It's not yet. What time is it now? 1 o'clock. Yeah, it's already after the shkia. So I have the oso and he has the beno. And I say, let's shech both of them exactly right now at the same time. But it's not the same day. Over there it's tomorrow, and over here it's today. So Mestam it's mutta, I don't know. There are some people who always think about time zones. So they declare this shech. Mestam it should be mutta, whatever. It's on two different days. Okay. So let's say we shechted a behemoth, and we know, I have a whole herd full of animals, and I know that the beno, or the mother, is in this herd. And I can't identify which is which. All the behemoths have in the Zalbapan. I can't identify which behemoth is which. So would you say that it's bottle or not? So that's called Balechaim Chashivi V'loi B'teili. If you don't know which is which, so the Shulchan Aruch says, that's in Sif Yud Beis. In Simen Tezayin, Sif Yud Beis, Behemoth Shinishchata Imo Bita Hayoim, and I know this behemoth is also Teshech today, and then it ran away, and it got mixed in with a whole bunch of other behemoths. So that's din balechaim chashiv v'loy b'teili. So I'm not allowed to shech to any of them today because of the din of balechaim. We'll get to the details a little later. So Rabbi Kiveger has a discussion on that sif yud base. What if at the time that I shechted the one, the beno or the mother was already b'taruas? So should you say that just like Dovah Sheish Lamatirin is like Batal, but if it's Balo, Elamit Taruvis, then the Mechabah and Ramah Paskin like the Rishonim, it's a Machlek, it's a Rishonim. Mechabah and Ramah Paskin like the Rishonim, that it's Mutter, because Taruvis prevents it from becoming Osas. So and maybe this din, that Balachayim Chashiv Ulai Beteli, is only that an Iser, if something is Osar, and it's Balachayim, it's a Dovah Sheish Minyan, it's a Berius, so it's not Batal. But maybe if the Iser is Chal, when the thing is already b'taruvus, and maybe the taruvus prevents it from becoming us. So he quotes from the Chuvas Chavis Yor, who is Mekel. That's Rabbi Kevegan, Tazayin, Sif Yud Beis. Ken Kosa B'Chuvas Chavis Yor, Simikuf Lamigimel, that just like Lekamon Kuv Beis, just like the Ramah writes, if it was never Nikah Kodim Shinasarev, then Dovish Eshmat Tim in his bottle. So the same should be true by the Balechaim as well. Another Achrayim disagree. Rabbi Kiveger thinks he has a right that the Chavis Yor is wrong. He thinks he has a Gemara and Tmura that the Chavis Yor is wrong. Why is he wrong? So the answer is Pashut, Rav Soloveitchik thought. These five things that are not Babel, Berion, Balechaim, and Chaticheru Eliskabed, and Dabashu Biminyan, and the Shiva Dvorim, Egoiz Eperach, and Reinim Baden, Dvarim Chashuvim are considered not considered b'taruvus. It doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. It's considered as if it's always such a davar chashuv oimid b'fnei atzmai. So midirabbanon is not considered a taruvus. Not considered a taruvus, and neither din of taruvus applies. There are two dinim in taruvus, we said. There's one din if you have an iser and it falls into a taruvus, it becomes mutter, iser nepach lias heter. And then if an iser is chal on something that's b'taruvus, taruvus prevents it from becoming osa. Taruvus prevents the Isa from setting in. But Balechaim Chashiv V'loi B'teili, I declare it's not a Taruvus at all. A Dovah Sheish L'Matirin is a Taruvus. It is a Taruvus. It's a different din. There's Allah, you're not allowed to be Mevatin. You're not allowed to decide to eat it today. If you could have easily decided to save it till tomorrow, so you're not allowed to make such a decision to eat it today, because then you're causing yourself to rely. It's like Machnes Satz when the Matzav shall. So you're not allowed to do that. But if it's Bala Oilam B'Taruvus, so it prevents the Yisra from setting in the first place. But the five Dvarim Chashuvim are not Batal. It's not just the Din is not Batal. The Vort is that Midrabban, there's no Taruvus at all. There's no taruvus, and neither din of taruvus applies. Neither the din of taruvus will be mater in isa, nor the din of taruvus prevents the isa from being chal. This halacha that the Rishonim derive from the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Samachtes, that the Dovash Eish Matirin, if it's Bola Olam Taruvis, is Mutter, that's because Dovash Eish Matirin, there is a Taruvis. The Pashtus is, that's a Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. Then we found the Bira Gros says this. Rav Soloveitchik said, that's Alpi Pashtus, the Teretz, to the Stira in the Rambam. There's a very long Bira Gros, you can't miss it. The Simon Kuf Yud. Of cotton yud. He goes on and on forever. The longest biragro that I ever saw. All half a page is all biragro. He wants to solve all the world's problems. So then at the end of that long biragro, the end of Siv Kotten Yud, if our emphasis is Stir and the Rambam. The Stir and the Rambam is pointed out by the Kesef Mishnah and pointed out by the Shach as well. Where did we find this? Here, the Shach and Simen Kuf Yud, Sivkot Nun Beis, is working on this Stira in the Rambam. He says he discussed the Kasha with one of the big Lomdim. He lived in Vilna with Rav Mordechai Ashkenazi Shlita. He talks about this Stira in the Rambam. The Stira goes like this. The Gemara says when you have the Egoizei Perech and the Rimayne Badon, so the din is that it's not batel afil be'ala. The davar chashuv is not batel afil be'ala. So you're not allowed to eat any of the egozim because it's not batel. So what if a tray for egos fell in with the 50 egozim that are kosher? You can't eat any one of the 51. One of the 51 falls into another taruvis. So the din is you're not. So the Rambam said the din is you're not allowed to eat any of those either. But if one of those falls into a third taruvis, so then you call it a svek svek. So the Rambam requires over there that you should have three taruvis. What if you have a tabal shel avodah zarah? A tabal shel avodah zarah, and the Gemara says in Zvachim and Daf Ayin Dalid, the tabal shel avodah zarah is not bottled. So the one tabas avodah zarah, let's say they worship a totem pole, a statue. So the statue is the avodah zarah, and the tabas is noyei avodah zarah. So the case of Zav Aleim, the jewelry on the Avodah Zarah is called Noye Avodah Zarah. We said a few times there are four prohibitions on Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah itself, the actual thing that they deify, the Noye Avodah Zarah, the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, and the Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. There's slight differences between the four different categories of Isurim. So let's say you have the ring of Avodah Zarah, Tabashal Avodah Zarah, gets mixed in with 50 other rings. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara that all the 50 rings are also. You're not allowed to get on off from any of them. And one of those rings falls into a second taruvis, and then the Rambam says it's already mutter. So Maishno, how come over there, when you have a taruvis shni, it's already mutter? And how come by the Chaticha Ruilas Kabed, or by the Dovah Choshuv, the Egoizei Perech and the Reimoin and Badna, the Rambam says over there you have to have three taruvis. One is in Hilchas Avodah Zarah by the Tabashal Avodah Zarah, and what he says Perek Zayin and Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Here the Shach is quoting all this in Simen Kuf Yud Sivkot Nun Beis. So in Hilchas Avodah Zarah the Rambam says it's enough with two taruvis, and in Hilchas Macholos Asuras Perek Zayin Din Yud the Rambam says you got to have three taruvis. Astir, because Mishnah Herich, because Mishnah talks about it. The Haven Shehim Dvarim Sosim Zezeh. It's a contradiction in the Rambam. And based on that, so the Mechaber decided to take a stand. Which Rambam is he going to paskin like? And that's what the Shach discusses. How can you possibly give a Yishuv on the Stira and the Rambam? So the Bira Gros says he has a Yishuv. Bira Gros says, what's the din if you have a Tarubis Chad Bechad? It's not called a taruvus. The definition of taruvus says you have rov heter miut iser, and iser is ein a niker. If you have a taruvus chat v'chat, you don't have a rov heter. So even if it's an iser derabbanon, here there are more rights. The simi kuf tes. Simi kuf tes is the simi about yovish b'yovish. The yovish b'yovish is bottle chat betray. And the Ramor writes in the end of Sif Aleph, the last line in the Ramor Sif Aleph, bein chilek b'chol zeh bein in hu iser deraiser iser derabbanon. What do you mean ein chilek? Someone put in parentheses, whenever the Ramah has a din, so they have in parentheses the mocker. So the historian pointed out that the parentheses were not written by the Ramah. The first edition of the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have the Maram Kamis. They write it on later. So every so often the Maram Kamis are incorrect. Okay. Once in a while the Shach will point out, once in a while the later Achronim will point out, sometimes Maram Kamis are wrong. 95% of the time the Maram Kamis are right, even though the Ramah didn't put it in. Someone was kind enough to look in the Torah, in the Bais Yosef, in the Dark Emotion, and they put in the Maram Kamis. See, here they write on this line in the Ramah, Bein Chilik B'chol Zeh, that you have to have a tarubis of chad betray to be bottle. Chad bechad is not bottle. You need chad betray. He says, Vein chilik b'chol zeh beinin hu isa der arai, so isa der rabbanan. So the Shach says, what is he driving at here? It says in parentheses, delo ka hagor shari dura. And hagor shari dura, the Shach has the whole arichas here in Sivkot and Tess. Sivkot and Tess, Sivkot and Tess. Hagor shari dura says, that's sveka der rabbanan the kula. If you have an Issa de Rabbanah Shinasar B'chad B'chad, I don't know whether this is treif or that's treif, one of the two is treif. So if it's an Issa de Raisa, I say Sveika de Raisa L'chumra. It's only an Issa de Rabbanah. So eat one of them and say Sveika de Rabbanah L'kula. Let someone else eat the other one, I'll eat one of them. So everyone is allowed to because of Sveika de Rabbanah L'kula. So the Ramah says, we don't accept that. Vein chilik b'chol zeh, veinam Issa de Med de Rabbanah Nobe de Raisa. Why? Because you have no right to apply Sveika de Rabbanah L'kula to a situation where it's ikva yisura. Where do you have Alpidin Ikva Yisur? Is a different Chaloshema of the Sofek that we see from the Parsha of Oshem Tolui. What is Oshem Tolui? There's a famous Machloikas, the Rambam and all the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Raivin stand together against all the famous Rishonim. The Rambam and the Raivin hold that Sveka the Raisa Lechumer itself is only Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, Sveka the Raisa is Lekulan. And the Nesivus writes here in the Beis HaSofek, the Nesivah has the beginning of Simit Kuf Yud. He has a whole introduction that's called Beis HaSafek. Here in my edition, it's on page 2. No, it's on page 32. Excuse me. It's on page 32 in the back. Okay. The whole introduction to Simit Kuf Yud Aleph. So in the Beis HaSafek he writes, and the same thing the Shev Shmaitzer writes, the Chavis Das is written by the author of the Nesivus. Shemaitzer is written by the author of the Ktsos. So the Ktsos and the Nesivus both say the same thing over here, that even though the Rambam holds that Sveka Deraisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanah, that's when it comes to a Lois Esei. When it comes to a Mitzvah Esei, they have enough in the Gemara that the Rambam has to agree that Sveka Deraisa Luchum is with the Rabbanah. Okay, another story. The Rambam, so you have to agree that often the Gemara says Sveka Deraisa Luchum is sometimes a Din Deraisa. So the Rambam and the Raivit both hold that Sveka Deraisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanah. So that can only apply to loises. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes a girsa in the Rambam. We have it printed in the text of the Rambam. It probably does not belong in the Rambam. Probably was added on by a scribe because it doesn't seem to be accurate. So the in the Rambam, he asks the kasha against himself. How can I say that kolas fekas midivrehem? The Sveka Deraisa Luchumri itself is only mid the Rabbanon. There is a parsha, there is an institution of Oshem Tolui. If a person knows that he ate Chelev Adam B'Shoigeg, if he ate Chelev Adam B'Mezid Yechayv Koris, the first Mishnah increases, lists off Lamed Vav Krisis Hamuras Bater, the 36 Averis, which if you violate B'Mezid Yechayv Koris, whoever violates any one of those Averis B'Shoigeg is Chayv Chatas, Kolshev Zdana Koris, is Shigigosa Chatas. So if the person, if he comes to the realization, he finds out that he violated, he was Mahal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he ate on Yom Kippur B'Shogeg, he ate Chametz B'Pesach B'Shogeg, he ate Chelev Adam B'Shogeg, he's Baal Anida B'Shogeg, he's Chayv Chatas. What if he has a suffix later on, whether he did the Avera or not? So the Torah prescribes he has to bring an Oshem Tolui. So the Pele is, why do you have to bring an Oshem Tolui? According to the Rambam, it's Mutal L'Chatchila, he should go for it. He's misupik if the thing is chelev, so it's mutam and atar to eat a sofik chelev. It's mutam and atar. The Holy Spirit is only with the Rabbanah. So how can the Torah say you have to bring an Oshem Tolui if it's het gomer lechatchila? So the Rambam has to admit, for some reason or another, that if you have a sofik chelev adam, you're not allowed to. So the Rambam by us, we have in Hilchas Tumas Meis, we have somebody added on brackets, and the Kesef Mishnah says there is such a reading. Here, this is at the end of Perek Tes in Hilchas Tumas Meis. The Rambam writes Halacha Yud Beis Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis Tumas Meis Dova Yodua Shukol Eilu Hatumas V'Keitz Behem Shem Mishum Sofik Harehim Shel Divrei Sofik Tumah B'Shu Sayochit Sveka Tomei. So the Rambam says it's only with the Rabbanan, and every Sveka Deraisa L'Chumre is only mid rabbanan. They ain't talking about telling me she need matumas vada. Kol asvek is bein matumas, bein mamacholas asur is bein barayis. With Shabbos, ain lohem ela midibrei seifrim. It's all mid rabbanan. He says Shabbos sveka deraisa luchomer by Shabbos and by macholas asuras and by arayis. Everything is only mid rabbanan. Then it says in Barakdis ve'afal pichein dovish achayom and alzdono kareis. You have to be moida. Hashem Tali indicates that Sveka deraisa luchomer mideraisa. Otherwise, if his head to gomas, what does he need a kapara for? He's allowed to do it. So they put this into the text of the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah says there are some manuscripts where they have that. They ask the kasha, how can it be that the Rambam is distinguishing that an isa sheyesh bokareis is Sveka deraisa luchomer mideraisa, isa shein bokareis is Sveka deraisa luchomer is only midirabbana? The Rambam says arayis. Arayis is koreis, all the arayis have koreis, so he means a koin begrusha. Koin begrusha is called arayis. It's not called arayis. You don't say you heard well. Yeah, arayis means arayis is a technical term that means chayvi krisis. The Rambam says Shabbosis. Shabbos is koreis. They say it goes on tchumen. Shabbos goes on tchumen. Arayis goes on koin mamzeris, and Shabbos goes on tchumen, and shvis is behemto. It goes on everything but the main the lametes of malacha. Then he says macholas asuris. Goes on basa b'cholav. It doesn't go on chelav adam. That's not bad. Macholas asuris. Maybe it doesn't go on chelav adam. But it doesn't sound. The whole thrust of the Rambam doesn't sound like it. The whole thrust of the Rambam doesn't sound like it. So that's why the pashtus is that this line, the two lines that were added on a bracket, the pashtus is that it's not from the Rambam. Someone else wrote that. But it's a good tekasha. That's a murderous kasha. How can the Rambam maintain his opinion? The Tzveka deraisa lechumre is only midirabbanan by lavin, by yisurim, only by essen. It's midiraisa lechumre by lavin, it's only midirabbanan. How do you understand the institution of Hashem Tolu? So the answer that's printed in the Rambam, that probably the Rambam did not really agree to, is that he distinguishes between chayvi krisis and chayvi lavin. Chayvi krisis is an isa chefze. And the chayvi lavin is an isa gabbah. Chayvi krisis is mamish like poison. So if it's a suffic poison, so it's going to you're going to die. What are you going to say? A suffic poison, so we'll go to kula. And if it turns out that it's poison, it's going to die. So yisurei koreis, that's mamish an isa chepta. Has a negative effect on the neshama. Even if he did it b'shogig, has a negative effect, like poison. Even if he ate the poison b'shogig, he's going to die. He's going to get sick. So there you have to say sveika deraisa lechumra. That's how the Mesillas Yesharim argues. You have to say sveka deraisa luchumre. Would a person eat something if he's mesupik but has poison? So he says an aver is poison for the soul. So yeah, of course sveka deraisa. You have to run away from the poison to make sure that your soul doesn't get sick. Just like you have to be careful that your body shouldn't get sick, you have to be careful the soul doesn't get sick. So how can anybody in his right mind assume that sveka deraisa luchumre is only with the rabbanon, the Rambam and the Raivin hold sveka deraisa luchumre is only with the rabbanon? You have to assume they call this shabbatar only isuri gavra, not isuri chevtza. So this Girsa has it in the Rambam that the Rambam is distinguishing between Chavi Krisis and Chavi Lav. And the Ramban Chumash writes like that. Ramban Parshas Vayikra says that the Torah only requires a Korban Kapora, a Korban Chatos for Kapora, because Dovash is done a Koris as Shigigosa Chatos. Why? Because the Dover that you Chayv Koris on, so that's an Isa Chepze, and that has a negative effect on your soul, even though it's B'shoigig, and sometimes even though it's been Misasik. But by Chayv Lavin, if he did an Aver B'shoigig, it's an Isa Gavra. If he did a B'shoigig, there was no merit. So there's no Aver, it doesn't need any Kapar at all. We usually don't assume like that. There's a famous Nesivis in Choshe Mishpot. When the Nesivis explains, interprets a Ramam in Hilchus Mechira, it's quoted in Choshe Mishpot, Hilchus Mechira, that we distinguish between the Raises and the Rabbanan. An Isa the Rabbanan is an Isa Gavra. So if he ate some Acholos Asuras, the Rabbanan B'shoigig, so he does need any kapara, but Yisurim deraisa, many assume, are in Issa Chepza, so even if he ate a b'shogig, he does need a kapara. But the way it says in the Rambam, that's along the lines of this Ramban al Atar. But the Ramban says a chilek between Chavi Krisis and Chavi Laban. The Chavi Krisis is in Issa Chepza, the Sveka deraisa lechumer there, and Chavi Laban is only in Issa Gavra, so there Sveka deraisa lechumer is only with the Rabban. Fine. So one should assume not like that, the Pashtus, because the Rambam says that Safik deraisa lechum is only with the Rabbanan, not only betumah, but macholas asuris by rayas the Shabbosis. Macholas asuris maybe means basa b'cholav. Chazer, nevela, trefa, no kares. But Shabbos and arayas, Pashab Shat, Shabbos and arayas is kares. And the Rambam still says that Sveka deraisa lechum is only with the Rabbanan. So the Pashtus is that the Rambam holds Sveka deraisa lechum is with the Rabbanan, even by Chavi Krisis. So how does the Gaon explain the institution of Hashem Toloi? So the Achrenim explain. There is a machlokes in Krisis, in Masechus Krisis, regarding Hashem Toloi. The Gemara says it depends on the machlokes, whether Yeshem HaMikro, Yeshem LaMasoris. The Pasuk says, Ve'asa achas nefesh kisech te bishgog ba'asa achas mikol mitzvois Hashem ha'shelosi ha'senu v'yashema. So the word mitzvois, we would spell it mitzvois, mem tzadik vav vav tov. That's how we would spell in modern Hebrew. And the Chumash is not spelled like that. It's spelled mem tzadik vav tov. So you can read it mitzvahs. That's not the correct way to read it. The correct way is mitzvos. So the Gemara considers this something like a ksiva kri. According to the ksiv, it says mitzvahs. And according to the kri, you're supposed to read it mitzvos. So what do you do when there seems to be a contradiction between the ksiv and the kri? So Tosfos says on that daf, in Sanhedrin daf dalet, the Gemara has a whole daf around 10 different cases. So the Gemara says, Tosfos says, whenever there's a way to establish a din based on combining the ksiv and the kri together, matov. So you make a drasha blending them both together. Whenever you have to take a stand, either yeshem la mikra, yeshem la masar, so then it's a machlokes satanoi. So what's an afkamina? Whether you darshan over here by Hashem Toloi, v'yosa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem, asher lo se asen over Yashemu. What's the difference? Whether you paskin based on the ksiv that it says mitzvahs, or you paskin based on the creed that it says mitzvos, what's the difference? Hashem Toloi is Hashem Toloi. Moses says, no, it's a machlokes satanoi, whether you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, or is that not necessary? Let's say a person ate some food, a schmaltzy piece of meat, and he doesn't know, maybe it had chalev in it. He's not sure. He doesn't remember if he cut it. He's the butcher, and he usually takes out the chalev, and he doesn't remember. He's not sure. Maybe he forgot to take out the chalev. He's not sure if he ate chalev or not. So in such a case, it's a machleka satan, and he ate that piece of meat, b'shege. So that's a machleka satanayim, whether he's chayiv oshem toloi or not. Chatas for sure is not chayiv. You have to have hodah lov chatas or shachata. You have to have yediyah sachet. He doesn't have a yediyah vadoi, so he's chayiv. But even oshem toloi, pashtus says he's not chayiv. Because we pass and you have to have chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. It means like this. The restaurant serve different meals to different people, and then they realize, the fellow in the kitchen realizes that he served somebody chalev. He knows bavados that he has some chalev, and it's a tarubis, and he doesn't know which piece is which. So if you have chad betreis, a chad betreis bottle. If you have chad bechad, and it's not bottle, so then the din is that that's called ikva yisura. So whenever you have ikva yisura, a vadoi is that you have an isa floating around, you're just not sure where it is. So usually you're not sure where it is. So it's a tarub, it's yavish, b'yavish, it's batl, chad betray. If it's only chad b'chad, there is no rov heter, and a miyot iser, so then that's more chomer than any other suffik. That's a sveka deraisa, luchomer mederaisa, ikva yisura. It's a different chal Hashem suffik. So that's what the Shach writes here in kuf tes, of cut and tes. We don't accept. The Rama said, ein chilik b'zeh, ben isa derabon, isa deraisa. We don't accept the Agua Sharidur, that when you have a tarubas of chad b'chad, and it's an isa derabbanon to begin with, that you have a right to say the sveka derabbanon kuli. You can't. And ikva yisur is a mochamedik sofek, and you have no right to say sveka derabbanon kuli. Just like on the level of the rice, ikva yisur is a nu chal Hashem sofek, it's mochamedik sofek. And you say there, even according to the Rambam, the sveka deraisa lekula mederaisa, but by ikva yisur, you don't say sveka lekula mederaisa, so sveka derabbanon lekula doesn't apply in the case of ikvi sur. And where do you see on the level of the raisa that ikvi sur is machamer? So that's the gemara by Hashem Toloi, that we the Rama paskins alalcha you only chayv Hashem Toloi if the nature of the suffix was such that it's an ikvi sur diga suffix. So the bir agra in the beginning of has this long arichas and simikuf yud sivkotin yud. Long arichas. The last 10 lines, he gets to the punchline. The farem for the stira and the Rambam that the Shach points out in sivkotin nun beis. So he says, tabash el avodizor shenisarve b'shar taboes. So the Gemara says that it's not bottle. Manish tana, why is it tabash el avodizor not bottle? So he points out that some achlek is tesis in the Rambam. Why it's not bottle? So tesis writes innocently on that Gemara and avodizor that find dalid. Tabas, you sell rings. Each ring is sold individually. You don't sell a box full of rings by the weight. You don't sell it by the volume. These are expensive rings, not toy rings. You sell each ring independently. So each one is a dovish of the minyan. So Tosfos says, we're assuming halachic Reb Meir, which is a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes mechaba neramor in Shulchan Aruch. Do we paskin dovish of the minyan by bottle? So first of all, Tosfos, the Ramor is the one who says a dovish of the minyan by bottle, because he quotes the Balei HaTosfos say like that. Yeshem called dovish of the minyan ain a bottle v'chein noagim, and that's the psak de ri. The Balei HaTosfos is like that. So Tosfos says, first of all, we assume that halachic kireb meyer, the davish b'minyan like bottle, and the tabash al avodah zarah is not bottle, it's not a chumra de avodah zarah. It's because tabas, the ring, is a davish b'minyan like bottle. The Rambam does not paskin like that. The Rambam paskins davish b'minyan is bottle. The Mechaber follows the Rambam, the Mechaber and Kufyud. So how does the Rambam understand? The Rambam quotes that brisa, tabash al avodah zarah, and sarah b'cheres is not bottle, afil be'elef. Why not? If you don't pass like Rav Meir, so why is the tabash al avodah zarah not bottle? So we said the Rambam came up with a new mocker. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah quotes the pasuk v'lo yidbak biyotcha me'umim and acherim. That's the pasuk ba'ir and idachas. You're not allowed to take anything. And the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos says that when you do haitzoh on Shabbos, if you're carrying paper, you're carrying metal, you're carrying plastic, you're carrying water, you're carrying wine, carrying leather, whatever you're carrying has a different shear. So then the Mishnah says, what if you're carrying an avodah zarah to throw it out in the garbage, and maybe it's a malacha shein tzvicha legufa? Okay, if I throw something out in the garbage that ain't tzvicha legufa, the Rambam the paskin malacha shein tzvicha legufa is deraisa. So the Mishnah quotes, the guy's throwing the avodah zarah out in the garbage from his house outside into the street. So the Rambam paskin ain't tzvicha legufa is an isa deraisa. How much is the shear for the hoitzoah? So every hoitzoah has to have a shear. So the Mishnah says, avodah zarah is b'kol shehu, as it says, me'uma. So in the Mishnah, they use the word me'uma to mean kol shehu in size. How big does that have to be? So the Rambam says, mishum chumra da avodah zarah is b'mashehu. Mashehu and kol shehu are not the same thing. Kol shehu means there's no minimum size or weight that it has to have. Mashehu means that it's not bottled, b'shishim is not bottled, me'uma is not bottled, be'elef. It's b'mashehu. Some poskim wanted to say the Rama means it's a din deraisa, a real drasha with deraisa. Poshib shat is that it's only a chumer with the rabbanon that avodah zarah is b'mashu. So the Rambam holds that a tabash al avodah zarah, he doesn't hold like Tosfos that the brisa goes like Rav Meir. The Rambam says we don't pass like Rav Meir. Why should we interpret this brisa tabash al avodah zarah hashem sarve b'shar tabos that the rule usher that it goes like Rav Meir, that a davish in the minyan is like botzel? So the Rambam says no. It goes kalocha. The reason why the tabas is not bottled because avodah zarah is b'mashu. So according to the Rambam, there is no din of davish b'minyan loy bottle. So it's not that it's a davish b'vaymet b'fnei atzmo. So it really is b'taruvis. So that's taruvis harishayin, and tabas al avodah zarah got mixed in. So that's a chumrim midirabbanan. Avodah zarah is b'mashu. Pashim b'shad it's only midirabbanan, not minatar. So if one of those rings falls into another taruvis, so that's already taruvish niyah. So adkan v'lo yaseh, the chachamim weren't machmen liyolam void. The Gemara says there, we call it svek sveke. We call it a svek sveke. The ring that fell from the first taruvis, a ring of avodah zarah fell into 50 rings. And I don't know which ring is which. And one of those 51 rings fell down to a taruvis of another 50 rings. I don't know which ring is which. So I'm not sure whether the ring that fell in from the first group of 51 into the second group of 50, was that the ring that was us? And even if it was the ring that's us, I'm taking one of the new 51 rings. I'm taking one of the 51 rings of the new taruvis. I don't know if this is the ring that fell in the other 50-1. That is not the ring that fell in. So the Gemara calls it a svek sveka. Truth of the matter, it's not a svek sveka. It's all shei mechud. Tosfos says on the first perek in Ksubas on Daf Tes and Aleph, when you have a svek sveka b'deraisa, you go l'kula, it has to be shnei shemes. If it's all shei mechud, it's not the legitimate svek sveka. So this doesn't qualify. This is not Shnei Shemus. The suffix is I take one of the rings of the second taruvis. The suffix is this the ring tabashal avodah zarah? It's not the ring shel tabashal avodah zarah. It's not called svek sveka, but it means they were machmer with the rabbanon to say avodah zarah is b'mashu. So there's a limit how far they were machmer. So they said taruvis harishayna, it's not bottle. Taruvis hashniya, it's a little bit like a svek sveka. So they said ad kan b'lo yosa yemekel. So the Rambam quotes that in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Taruvis Hashniyah is Mutah. But Medvar Mamurim by Avodah Zarah, that the reason why the ring is not bottled, the Vilna Gaon says, it's not because Dovish B'Minyan. The Rambam doesn't paskin like Rav Meir. The Mechab is quoting the Rambam, and he doesn't hold from Dovish B'Minyan. The reason why Avodah Zarah is not bottled, Mishum Chumad Avodah Zarah. So the ring is b'taruis. But if in Hilchas Machlokes Asuris, in Perek Zayin, the Rambam quotes the dinam of Chaticha, Ruyelis Kabed, or if you have the things that are not bottle, a goyze perich, and imoid marnachov, yestumis kilche krub, and so on, dvarim chashuvim yod, so with the Rabbanon, I treat it as if it's bien. I treat it as if it's not betarubis. It doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. I treat it as if it's ikva yisura. So the Vilna Gaon says, so the first tarubis is not called a tarubis. Tarubis means a rov het and a miyat yisur. It's not considered betarubis. I consider it as if it's chad bechad. What if it would have been chad bechad? What if you would have had an isur dika ring, didn't fall in? The Rambam says, the tabashala b'dazar fell in with two other rings, and one of the three rings now fell into another tarubis, and that tarubis shni is muta. What if the tabashala b'dazar got mixed up chad bechad, and one of those two fell in? The Rambam wouldn't say that it's mutter and tarubis shni. Because the first tarubis was an ikva yisura. It was only chad l'gabi chad. So whenever you have a dabah choshuv, whenever you have balechayim, or beria, a chaticha ruil is kabeid, or dovish of minyan, the Rambam doesn't pass in dovish of minyan, or kilche kruv, it goes in perich and rodim, whenever you have a dovah choshev that's not bottle, it's not just that it's not bottle, it's considered in the Rabbanon, it's not bitarub, it's not bitarub, it's like a sneaker, so it's like a chad b'chad, so the Vilna Gaon says that the first tarub is not called a tarub, it's called a nikva yisura. So only the second tarub is tarub is rishoni, because you're not sure if you even have an iser in the second tarub. You're not sure if the Yisadika ring fell into the second Tarubis, or the Yisadika Chaticha fell into the second. So the second Tarubis is called Tarubis HaRishayna, then the third Tarubis will be Tarubis Shniyah. So that's why the Rambam in Hilchas Macholas Asuris requires three Tarubis. In Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he says it's sufficient with two Tarubis, because there's a difference why it's not bottled. Tabashal Avodah Zarah is not a double Chashuv. The Rambam Mishitas, it doesn't hold like Tosis. Tais is Paschal like Rab Meir, the Dovish of Minyan is not bottle. Midifligu Rab Yechon of Yishloka, Shali ben Rab Meir, Shmamen the Din is like Rab Meir. The Dovish of Minyan is B'mashu. So Tais says, the Brisa that assumes Tabash Allah B'dazor is not bottle, because rings are not bottle. Any rings, not only Shalab B'dazor, rings are not bottle. So according to Taisvis, a ring is a Dovah Choshuv, so it's exactly the same as a Gozi Perach Yimayin Bad. But the Rambam, the Shittasa, doesn't pass him for Davish of Minyan. So he says, the reason why the ring Shal Avodah Zarah is not Batal Mishum, Chumra Davodah Zarah. So there is a Tarubis. So the Tarubis of Shana counts as the first Tarubis. Tarubis Hashni is the second. Tarubis Hashni, then whenever, that's as far as he goes. You're not Mechayev to be Machmen Bo. But by a Dover Choshuv, it's not considered the Tarubis. So the Tarubis of Shana is not a Tarubis. It's like a Nikva Yisur. That's what the Be'er Agro says. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's how you can understand Rabbi Kiveger, who disagrees in Simet HaZayin. Sifyut Beis, he's in disagreement with the Chavis Yoris Tshuva. Chavis Yoris made a tzushta, he said, just like the Mechaber and Hilchus Shabbos and Shin Chof and the Ramon, Simen Kuv Beis. They both say by the Mashkin Shazov and Me'aleihem that it's Osir, and if it falls into a whole bottle of Mashka, it'll be Elefle bottle, because the Dov Shesh Matirin is not bottle. So they say that's only if at first it became Mashkin Shazov and then it fell into Heter. But if when the mashkin oozed out from the peiris on Shabbos, it was boloil and betarubis, so the tarubis prevents the yisur from setting in. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained by medvar mamurim, by dovah sheyesh lematirin, because there is a tarubis. Dovah sheyesh lematirin, there's a reason why we don't allow bittul. But there is a tarubis. Dovah sheyesh lematirin is not a dovah choshev oimed bifnei atzma. But if you're talking about balechayim chashiva v'loy b'teili, means that by midirabbonin, it's not called a tarubis. So what does it help that it's bala oilam a tarubis? But it's not a tarubis. Bala chayim, a beri, a chatech rila eskabit, all these things are not considered a tarubis. Considered as if it's oimid bifnei atzma. So neither din of tarubis will apply. Neither the din that tarubis knocks out the yisr, nor the din tarubis prevents the yisr from setting in. Neither din should apply. So that's Rabbi Kiveger dingsach with the Chavis Yor. He thinks that the Chavis Yor is not right. He thinks that bala oilam a tarubis would not be a heter by bala chayim and by beriya, only by Dovah Sheyesh Matirin, by Avodah Zarah, by Avodah Zarah. The Rambam's Chumrah, that the Me'uma, that Avodah Zarah doesn't become bottle, that would be if it first was Osir and then it falls in. If it's Bolo Olam Tarubis, it can be Mekal by Avodah Zarah.
Why should the second Tarubis even help you with the Agobis? If it's not bottle the first time, it's not a Tarubis, it should never be bottle over and over and over.
So, right, so that's what the Milgan says. The Chumrah, that it's, Gemara calls it Svek Svek. So we all know it's not a Svek Svek, it's all Mishay Mechot. Svek Svek is, Tosis writes in Ksubas Dav Tesma, is only a legitimate Svek Svek if it's Mishnei Shem. See, there's only one Sofek. I take one ring, I take one egos. I don't know if this is the osadika egos or the mutadika. So it's all shame echot. So it's not really accurate when the Gemara calls it sfek sfek. It's along the lines of sfek sfek. What does it really mean? We're dealing with the chumer de rabbanon that a dove chashiv is oimid bifnei atzma doesn't lose its identity when it gets mixed in. So they weren't machmer liyonavod. They were only machmer the tarubis harishayna. Tarubis hashniya, where it's a further suffix, then they didn't introduce the chumer de rabbanon. So the shaila is, when is it called tarubis harishayna? When is it called tarubis shniya? So it's a dove chashiv. So the first tarubis is not called a tarubis, it's called ikva yisur. The second tarubis is the first tarubis, and the third is the second tarubis.
I heard a question on this whole thing. If the whole thing is only the rabbanon that were machmir by all these things, so bishlam only falls into the first tarubis, so then we have the image of rabbanon, and it's not going to be batel. But then it falls into the second tarubis in the case of in the case where the shulchan aruch requires it to fall into another tarubis. There it's only a suffix there rabbanon, and it came through that whatever came from the first tarubis is the darshim minyan, so it should be suffix there rabbanon kula. Why do we need to fall again into the third tarubis?
Okay, an interesting question. Okay, we got to absorb some more din in here to find out the answer.
If you hold like the achronim that the din of Mu'uma according to the Rambam is a din d'oraisa, so why would you be mako by two tarubis?
Yeah, Pashta says that it's not correct. Pashta says that it's only the Rabbanon, it's not their eyes. Yeah.
Why is there a din hatichare would stop it only by food? I mean, ring, you're talking about thousands of dollars on each ring. Why is that considered a hatichare would stop it? Or a double crusher?
Mm-hmm.
Or even a derayat, when you cut it in half, it's not a ring anymore. It's like
I don't know. It's a strong kasha. I don't know. Got to go through to find out. This is a very basic question. I don't know. We got to work on that. Nachamal. So again, we have the Shulchan Aruch here is very much out of order. The first siman should be siman kuf test. That tarubis of yavish biyavish is batel chad betray. And then you should list off all of the exceptions to the rule. So we already had the exceptions earlier. Beria was siman kuf. Nachamal. Beria was siman kuf is one exception to the rule. And then was what? Kufal was chatich roi leskabe. Then balechaim chashivu loy beteli was simen kuf yud. Everything out of order. Simen kuf yud as a third exception to the rule. A fourth exception to the rule of davar chashiv is a geizer terech in Rambam Baden. Varm chashul miyod. That's again kuf yud sif alef. And then there's machlekes hatanoim. Rav Meir Nachachamim machlekes mechaber and Ramah. Based on the machlekes of Rishonim, how you paskin? What's the story with davar shebiminyan? So mechaber says we don't hold from davar shebiminyan. We don't accept Rav Meir. Rav Meir Nachachamim. And the Ramah says no. He follows the Balei HaTosfos that there is a din of davar shebiminyan, and that's the root of the machlekes Tosfos in the Rambam and the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Ayin Dalet. When the Gemara talks about tabah shel avodah zarah shenisarve b'shar tabos, that it's not bottle. Why is it not bottle? So Tosfos assumes that halacha is like Rav Meir, that a davar shebiminyan is not bottle. So they say rings are davar shebiminyan, so it's not bottle. That's pshat. And the Rambam, the Shita, said, doesn't pass like Rav Meir, and he gets the impression we're supposed to pass like this Braise, Tabah Shalavadizor, Shalavadizor, Bishar Tabois, is not bottle. So the Rambam had to come up with this newfangled idea that just like we had Yai Nesach is Ben Mashu, Yai Nesach is Ben Mashu, so he says, Avadizor is Ben Mashu. You see that Avadizor is Ben Mashu. And it's based on the Pasuk Me'uma, fine. And the Mishnah has a Kol Shehu, so Mashu, fine. That's the marker, yeah. What's the din when you have in Simen Kuf Tes, when you have a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish? You have a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish. So, Chad B'Trei is Batel. One of them is also, two of them is Hamutar.
What does that mean, Chad B'Chad? One is bigger than the other.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which one is bigger. It's a Tarubis of Suffolk. It's a Tarubis of Suffolk. I don't know whether this is Osir or the other one is Osir. So the odds are 1 to 1 or 1 to 2 or 1 to 3, whatever. It doesn't matter what the size is.
So you need two chatiches.
You need two chatiches, yeah.
You need two pieces.
But even if the two pieces are tinier, even the two pieces together are tinier than the one. One piece is a 10-pound piece of meat. The other two pieces are 1 pound each, and I don't know which is which. It's irrelevant which one is bigger in weight or in volume. It's still the odds are 2 to 1 that any given one is going to be kosher. So what's the din? Is it called taka? Is it bitl beroy? When you have a tarubis of yavish biyavish, When you have little chaz, the schmaltz falls into the pot of soup and it's all cooking. You have elef, you have shishim, you have mayo, you have elef, and you taste the soup. You can't taste the chaz, the schmaltz, so it's bottled. Every spoonful of soup that you swallow, you know, bevadoes, you stirred it all together near vikisa, you know that you're swallowing chaz and schmaltz over here. So what's the heter to drink the soup? So the answer is that isa nepach li'as heter, that we learn out, Rashi says, we learn it out from the pasuk acharam lahatas, that in isa becomes bottle beroy. What's over here? Also you say bottle beroy, but tarubis of yavish biyavish. So you say three different chatichas, one chatichas in Alaska, one chatichas in Johannesburg, one chatichas in Los Angeles. We sent it all over the world, and you say that it's bottle bereiv. Isa nepach li'is hetter is bottle bereiv. So that's what the Rosh writes on our daf. The Rosh writes on our daf, absolutely. He says, this Rishon does know what he's talking about. The other Rishon did the role wrong. It's hetter, just like lach belach, when the Isa is in his bottle b'shishim, and you can't, the time is not nirgash. So you say, Isa nepach li'is hetter. So he says exactly the same over here. When you have a taruvis of yavish beyavish, it's the same as a taruvis of lach balach. And adam echad rasher lechel shloshtam avasachas. I can eat all three together, just like when you drink the soup. You know, bevada, you're drinking all the chazishmalts. But it's nizbatl, nizbatl. So that's talocha. Isa nepach liyaseta. So the same over here. In Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber and siman kuftes sif beis quotes a Rashbo. Is this a Rashbo? Yeah, it's a Torah Sabbais. The Rashbo writes, how do we assume la halacha like Tesis? We don't accept anything that Rashi said over here. Rashi holds that mim and b'mashu and Tam Kikar is only the Rabbana, everything upside down. So we follow Tesis, that Tam Kikar is the Raisa, so you need Shishim and HaTorah. You really don't need Shishim and HaTorah, because if it's not... If the tam disappears in less than shishim and atar, it's muta. But we ain't on a bikim, so we always require shishim. So if you know that you have shishim, so you know that you're pretty safe, that it's not nice and tam anymore. So we assume that you need shishim and atar, roughly speaking, you need shishim and atar by mim b'shein amina by lach balach. What's the story by mim b'minoi lach balach? So Tosis has been atar echad betray bottle. If you have 51% heter and 49% iser, it's menatora that's bottled. That's called chabetrei, slightly more heter than iser. And it's only with the rabbanon that you need shishim imin b'mino lach balach. That's exer min b'mino to min m'shein amino. You only have a right to make exer if min m'shein amino you need shishim menatora. So that's what Tosis says, yeah. The Shulchan Aruch says, yeah. That's how we assume tam kika deraisa. So you need shishim menatora by min m'shein amino. And lach balach, min b'mino, shishim ad-rabban, exera min b'mino, to min b'shein amin. Fine. That's what it says in the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches. Let's say you have a tarubis, and we don't know whether you have shishim. We don't know exactly how much isa fell in. So if it's a tarubis of lach balach, min b'mino, so the whole need for shishim is only ad-rabbanon, so suffix shishim is a sveka ad-rabbanon l'kula. But if it's a tarubis of min b'shein amin, where the shishim is needed min atar, because we hold the tam kika as deraisa, the suffix shishim will be a suffix deraisa l'chumra, so you go l'chumra. That's what the Mechaber writes in the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches. Apparently they had this in Tosfos on our daf. We don't have it in Tosfos, but the Piskei Tosfos has all these stories. The suffix shishim by mim aminoi is l'kula, and suffix shishim by mim shein aminoi is l'chumra, because this is fake of deraisa, this is fake of derabon. If you look in the Piskei Tosfos on our dafim, they have the whole thing spelled out. So obviously they had this in Tosfos. Here, Reish Nun Ches says, Tam Kika Pirush Rashi is only the Rabbanon. Ula Perusha, according to Rashi, that Tam Kika is the Rabbanon. Nishpach HaMayim, if you have a suffix Shishim, you don't know whether you have Shishim. Habi Sveka the Rabbanon Mishori. Rabbein and Tam Pirush, the Habi Deraisa, Tam Kika is Deraisa. The Osur, if you have a suffix Shishim, it's Osur. That's what they had in Tosfos. We don't have. We have the Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbin and Tam, the Tam Kika deraisa and Tam Kika derabon. We don't have this Nafkemina, but the suffix Shishim, that the Mechaba has that. When the Mechaba was quoting it, they had it in Tosfos. That's the Piskei Tosfos of Reish Nun Ches. So the din is that when you have a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, is bottle chad betray. if you have a taruvis of min b'mina lach b'lach, so you need shishim and the rabban and exera otu min b'shena mina, where you need shishim and atur. So here the Mechaba quotes a Rashba from the Torah Sabayis. What if you had a taruvis of three chatiches, yovish b'yovish? So yovish b'yovish min b'mina is batel chad betray. Then the chacham goes ahead and he cooks all three together. So he cooks all three, he just made it into lach b'lach. So the din is that by lach b'lach min ha-Torah, it's batel chad betray. Right, the bottle chad betray, but midirabbanon is not good enough chad betray. So you need shishim midirabbanon. Exer otu min mishen amina. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. If you had a taruvis of yavish biyavish, and it was nizbatel yavish biyavish, and it was nizbatel chad betray, and then you went ahead and you cooked it together. So now that it became alach balach, so now you require shishim. Because that's a din midirabbanon that you need shishim by min b'mina, even by lach b'lach, even though it's a min b'mina. So then the Ramo adds on. That's how the Mechaber writes. That's a Rashbon Torah Sabbath. Then the Ramo at the end of Siman Kuf Tes says, and there are those who disagree. The Yeshomrim, it says it's the Rosh. The Imnoida Hataruvis Koyim Shenis Bashlo Biyachad Idias Hataruvis is crucial. That's a din deraisa. That's what we had a Tosefta and Trumas, a Mishnah and Trumas, and a Tosefta and Trumas. That bittel beroiv only sets in when you have idias hataruvis. So the Rosh says, if you had a taruvis of yavish biyavish v'noida hataruvis, then he says it becomes bottle mutal adam echel lechel shloshtam v'asachas, because isa nepach lias heter. It's all mutal. So he says, once it's noida hataruvis and isa nepach lias heter, what do I care if you cook it all together? All of a sudden it becomes treif. It was already mutter. How can it become treif? Well, it's a tam kikar of heter. What's the problem? Tam kikar of heter is mutter. Yeshem dem noida hataruvis kaim shenis bashel biyachad. That's the Rosh. So the Bir Agro writes that that's the Rosh Lishitosoi. Bir Agro writes there at the end of Siman Kuf Tes and Sif Kot Yud Aleph. Ken Kosov HaRosh Ukishitosoi, that the Rosh writes explicitly, Mutal Lord Mechel Lechel Shloshtam Abasachas. That's Kishitosoi, the Rosh Lishitosoi. These are Nepachlias Heter. Benachoise Benesser. And then the Ramah says, how do we paskan aloch alamaisi? You have a machlek is the Rashba in the Rosh. The Chabah quotes the Rashba lechumra. If you had a yavish b'yavish and you cooked it, you just made it into lach balach. So now you need shishim. And the Ramah says, like the Rosh, isa nepech liyaz heter, it can't be chayz ben esar. So the Ramah says, b'mokam hefzad yesh lismach adirah hamekilim alahater. And the Ramo himself writes in the introduction to the Torah's Chata that whenever he's going to be mekel b'makam hefsid merubah, means amikar adin, that's really the halacha. So this is, a lot of achrayim chepper this Ramo. They're not so convinced. What do you mean? The ikar adin is like the Rosh, that isa nepach liyaz heter, that the tarubis of yavish b'yavish mutal oto mechal lechel shloshtam v'asachas, that the isa is nepach liyaz heter. They're very taken aback. They're not so convinced. The Kafachaim and others quote, they're not so convinced that you should follow this kula of the Ramot. The Rosh says it, but that we should assume that that's the Ikar Adin like the Rosh against the Rashba, they're very skeptical. This is Tosfos on the top of Kufa Man Aleph starts this whole conversation. The Tosfos on the top of the Amud of Kufa Man Aleph, the last line of Tosfos, we'll get to the rest of the Tosfos, also very important. The whole Tosfos is Halacha L'Maaseh and Yerideya. So the last line, Tosfos says, what do you do when you have a tarubis of yavish b'yavish? Tarubis of chad b'tray. Mi ushema l'chad gaber hayosa. Is a mutal oto mechad lechol shloshtam. So Tosfos is not sure. So the Rosh has the extreme case. The Rosh says, mutal oto mechad lechol shloshtam v'asachas. You can eat all three v'asachas mamish. I can make a salami sandwich. Put all three slices of salami into the sandwich at the same time and eat them all together. It's isa nepech liyaz heter, mamish bittel.
Here, I understand. It's bishlam when it comes to the bas b'chol, so each one of them is heter by itself, and you combine them, so then it becomes iser. So that you could say even on a level of the raisa. But wash intain when you say by shari sir, and if you have some treifas that falls into some kosher food, so that, like we said, that even though we say chanan, it's not chanan mamish, it's just that you have to combine like a pair of iser. So here when it comes to Isser Nepach Leos Heter, so you don't have the same sort of mechanics like you do with Buster B'chol, this bit of the Asur is Heter, this bit of the Asur is Heter, you put them together.
This is the opposite. Yeah, Buster B'chol is Heter Nepach Leos Isser.
No, right.
Here's the reverse. Here's Isser Nepach Leos Heter.
Right, but I'm saying Sfar doesn't seem to follow him, but as far as you could say when it comes to Bas Rakhalo, because each one of his heads are Bifnei Atma, you combine them, so then this new conglomerate becomes Isser.
That's the definition of Bas Rakhalo.
Right,
never here.
Why, you don't have that sort of spar when it comes
no,
to
no, so the Rosh says, what do you do if your little Chazer Shmatz falls into a big vat full of vegetable soup, and you have Shishim, and you have Meir, you have Elef, and it's not nice and tom. So you're allowed to drink the soup. Every spoonful of soup, you know you're swallowing a mashahu. Of Chazer Shmatz, the issue is that it's mutter. It became this batel b'roiv. So he said nepach liyaseta. So he said, why should you distinguish between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish? Just like by lach b'lach, isa nepach liyaseta. That's what it means. Bitl. So who had the name? Yavish b'yavish chabetrei. Isa nepach liyaseta. So mutter lodem lech lech shloshtem abasachas halacha lemaisa. That's how the Rosh says mutter lech shloshtem abasachas. And then he says, and what does it bother me if I'm going to take lachashenayda hataruvis and I say it already set in the cooler, a bitl, and it's already isa nepech liyaseta, then I cook them all together. How is it going to be chayzav aniyah? Everything is mutter. So if I cook it all together, it doesn't make it any worse. The halacha that you need shishim, b'min b'minoi, lach b'lach, otu min b'shein b'minoi, you need shishim b'lach b'lach min b'minoi, that's how it started out, as lach b'lach. But if it started out as yavish b'yavish and it was in his battle already and isa nepech liyas heter, then I cook it and I make the yavish b'yavish into a lach b'lach. But everything is already nepech liyas heter. They can't say all of a sudden now, the Rosh argues, they can't say all of a sudden now you need shishim. It already became this battle, so it's mutter. That's the Rosh sheet. And there are more paskins, Mikra Adin like that. He says, Makam Hefsim Merubah will be followed. And he thinks that that's the Ikra Adin. And many others say, many of the Achranim say they are not so convinced, even Hefsim Merubah. They're not so convinced you should have the right to follow that that Rosh. So here there are Rishonim who disagree with the Rosh. So the one who disagrees all the way in the opposite direction is a Tosfos Rid. Oh, I didn't bring it. Oh, I brought it specially from home. I forgot to bring it upstairs. So there's a Tosfos Rid, Rabbi Chana Wasserman, in the Shiurim on Chulin, refers it to this Tosfos Rid. In Terek Cheskes Abatim, the Gemara talks about Shnei Kiti Edim Hamakishim Zeh Zuba Machlekes Hamaram Zuba Bifneatz Mamidah Zuba Bifneatz Mamidah. Or I say no, Behadik Sad the Shakri Lomalon. You can't accept the Hagodah Zedus. The Machlekes Hamaram and the Gemara is only Shnei Kiti Edim Hamakishim Zeh. One Kat Edim come. They're fighting whether Reuven owes Shimon money. Reuven does not Shimon money. Now tomorrow the Kat Edim comes tells a different story, but a different thing. So that's a machlokes amoraim. Do we accept the Haggadah Seder? And we pass, can you do accept? What if you're going to have eid echad from this cut, eid echad from the other cut? So then the Gemara says in Shavuos, for sure, one of them is an eid sheker, so for sure you only have eid echad, you don't have shnei eidim. You're going to have echad mikatze, echad mikatze. The Gemara says in Shavuos, for sure it's no good. So the Tosfos Rid on Cheskes Habatim comments on that Gemara. It's like, Moshal amad dava daim, if you have a tarubis of yavish b'yavish, and you're allowed to eat one, I'm allowed to eat one, Reuben can eat one, and Shimon can eat one. But if the same person is going to eat the first chaticha, then for supper, then tomorrow is going to eat the second chaticha, then the third day is going to eat the third chaticha, so he glowed Milchel Mafreh for sure he ate an Issa. So he says the man is going to have to bring a chatos. He knows for sure that he ate a chaticha that was awesome. So he clearly does not agree with the Rosh. Not only does he hold you're not allowed to eat bevasachas, he holds you're not allowed to eat oremechot, even bezachazen, you're not allowed to eat. And it'll be, if you did, it's a gloy Muslim affair, you vada eight iser. So what does he hold? That's what some say. Some say that according to the Tosfos Rid, there is no din bitl at all. The title of the simon, Kuftes, is bitl. I think the title is bitl. No, the title is din yavish biyavish enesari. Din yavish biyavish enesari. So we usually say, if the yavish biyavish is batel chad betray, that's the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Chad betray is batel. So he says the word batel doesn't apply. It's a din of hochem achar harayv. If I don't know what the facts are, so whatever the probability is, that's you go basarayv. So if I have a tarub, it's one salami is treif and two are kosher, I don't know which is which. So the odds are 2-1 that whatever salami I'll eat will be kosher. If I'm going to eat two salamis out of the three, I'll eat one salami today, one salami tomorrow. So the odds are 2-1 that I ate an Issa. I don't know which one was us. If I eat all three salamis, it's a vadois that I ate a treifah salami. Treifah salami are not chayiv chatos. Only chayiv chatos if it's chelev adam. On the veil of treifah, there's no chayiv chatos. But he says if the three chatichas, one of them has chelev and one of them has dam, so the Tosfos Rid says, you go on basaroy. If you're not allowed, not only you're not allowed to eat kol shloshtam bevasachas, Not only not allowed to eat kol shlosh nebezachaze, you can't eat two bezachaze. Then you no longer have the odds. Once you're going to eat two, so the odds are 2-1 that you vada yed and isa. So the Tesis Rit seems to hold that by taruvus of yavish biyavish, there is no din of bitl at all. It's just of art. Azlina basaruma. Yeah, we don't paskin like that Tesis Rit. That's an interesting collector's item. We don't paskin like the Tesis Rit. Yeah.
According to those who knew, would there be a din of davish ishmal tirin in yavish biyavish? Because it's Azlina basaruma.
That you do say Azlina Basaruba, yeah. Even a Dovish Eshmatiran, you don't say Bitlaberoi, but a Hochamacharab, you do say, yeah. Means that any Taruvas of Yavish, let's say Beitza, Beitza be Beitzim is usually a Dova Yavish, yeah, Dova Gush.
You say that he holds that it's a different mechanism.
No, the Rosh, the Gemara there, the Rosh has a Gemara, let's say, I have a beta, I don't know whether it's Nolde B'Yontav or Nolde B'Erev Yontav. And the odds are that it was Nolde B'Erev Yontav. The Roiv is at a sense. So you can rely on Roiv to be Mevarer, the fact of the case. But if it's a Tarubis, then you have the Chumrim and the Rabbanan, not to rely on a Tarubis. Neither to use Bitl B'Roiv, nor to use Hochamachar HaRoiv. When you have a Vada Yisa, they got mixed in. It's a Nikva Yisura. It's a vada that an isa got mixed in. The shot is whether you're going to be the lucky winner, you're going to be eating the tray for one or not. So you're relying on the rive. So that kind of a rive you shouldn't rely on. But the Rosh just says if you have a rive that's mevar what the facts of the case are, that this beitza is an older mayor of Yantav, so that rive you can rely on. That's a rive in the Gemara. Gemara is like that. That kind of rive you can rely on. But those Yeshmatim, whenever there's any tarubis, whether tarubis yavish bevish, tarubis lach malach, we don't allow. Even if you all like the Tosis with you can still explain it. That you don't allow. So these are opposite extremes. The Tosis Rid holds that Bechlal there's no din bitl. In Minat Torah, tells Yavish Bavish there's no din bitl at all. It's only Hochamacher Haroi. Bitl is only by Tarubis of Lach Balach. Tarubis of Yavish Bavish is Azlina Basaruba, and you're only allowed to eat one. If you eat two, so the odds are 2-1 that you ate an Isser. And if you ate, but it's only a Roiv. If you ate all three, then he says Yechayv Chatas. If it's a Chelav Adam, then he says you'll be Chayv Chatas. And the Rosh goes the other extreme. So we don't pass like the Tosis Rid, that's for sure not. We really, questionable, we really don't pass like the Rosh, at least Lachatchila for sure not. Maybe Behepsid Merube, the Ramo wants to say Mikra than we do, and other Paschim hold we don't pass like the Rosh at all. We pass on something in between.
This is far as the Chaticha is an issue before you get to the Dasa Rosh. Meaning, one of the three Chatichas, when you come to eat it, you find out this is also before you come to eat it, the Dasa Rosh. So it would be us to eat it.
Yeah, it's no more tarubis. I mean, it's...
So we say...
Nikir ho'isra, I can identify... When it's betarubis, if it'll be betarubis, then it'll become bottle. Let's say I had chazer schmaltz got mixed into the soup, and I can't discern where it is, and it doesn't taste like it. Two drops of chazer schmaltz. Then I put it in the refrigerator and the schmaltz rises to the top and I see the fat on top. So once it rises to the top, so now it's nikarisa. Just because of his bottle yesterday it does not, but now it's nikarisa. I separate it. Well, that's how I use a chemical procedure to separate it. You're not mukhif to use a chemical procedure. If you have an isa fell in and his bottle b'shishim, his bottle, you can eat it. You're not mukhif to separate it. What if I went ahead and I used the chemical procedure and I separated the isa? I separated it, so now it's nikarisa. So now I can't eat it. So the same over here. Had a tarubis of yavish b'yavish, and according to the Rosh, it's mamish bottle and isa nepach liyaseta, and then somehow it becomes nikah. So once it's nikah, so the jig is up. So there's no more tarubis because of a nikah. So it's not. Yeah, if I know for sure that this is the isa, so fafal. Now there's no more tarubis.
Why did it even
think that it's an issue? I think according to the Tosis Rid, there's no din of bitl at all over here. The opposite from the Rosh. No din a bitl at all. So it's only Holchamachar Harayv. So if you eat one out of three, so the odds are 2-1 that this is kosher. If you eat two out of three, the odds are 2-1 that it's straight.
He just speaks of Shloshim, he doesn't speak about the case of truth.
Yeah, he says if you eat Shloshim, then you chayv chatos. Then it's a vadois that you chayv chatos. But according to the Tosis Rid, that he seems to hold that there's no din bitl at all, it's just a din of Azlina Basaruda. then it should follow the Adam Echad is not only not allowed to eat kol shlosh, but not even allowed to eat two out of the three. There's no longer a hochemachar arayif. There's no azlina basaruma. So that we really don't accept either of these opinions. We don't follow the Tosfos readers up Kiryat, we don't follow. And the Rosh also, many Achronim are not happy with the Ramah. They think we can't even accept the Rosh b'makom hefsid meruba. So we accept something in between. What does Tosfos say? Mi u'shemo l'chad gavra hayu osur, what hayu osur? Means b'zeh hazeh, Tosfos says mesupik. B'vasach has, up Kiryat, the Dovah Pasha, Tosfos holds that it's osur. Tosfos says mesupik, b'zeh hazeh, is adam echad alat to eat shloshtam. If I'll eat one today for supper, one tomorrow for supper, the other one the third day for supper, so each time the odds were 2-1 that this is kosher. So when you have hochem achar haroy, when you have the odds are that it's kosher, then there's a din of bittul. To eat all three together, it's a vados that you're eating treif. So the pashtus and tesis to eat odem echad shloshtem avasachas for sure is awesome. But odem echad to eat bezach hazeh, one today, one tomorrow, each time when he eats it, there's a holchem achar haroyf. So whenever it's the odds are 2-1 that it's kosher, that this is kosher, so then I say there's a din bittul. So even the second time, the odds are now 2-1 that this is kosher. The third time, the odds are 2-1 that this is kosher. Each time, the odds are 2-1 that this one is kosher. So if when you're eating it, the odds are that it's kosher, then we apply the din of bittul. That's what it sounds like. Tosfos sounds like they hold Adam Echad Lechol Shloshtem Avasachas for sure is also. Not like the Rosh. They're just Mesupik Bezeh Hazeh. That's a Shana. They're just Mesupik. So how does it say in Shulchan Aruch? It's in a Kuf. Where is this? Kuf Tes. The beginning of Kuf Tes. Yeah. If each person eats one, that they can eat bevasachas. I'll eat one, you'll eat one, he'll eat one. Each one eats a different one, that's for sure. Is mutar. Aval layochel shloshtem yachad, the Mechaber says. That's out of the question, not like the Rosh. The Siman Kuf Tes, the beginning of Sifal, Mechaber and Sifal. Chad b'trei mutar, mutar ochlon odem echod kol achas bifnei atzmo. I can eat one today, one tomorrow, one the next day. Aval layochel shloshtem yachad, that you shouldn't do. Not like the Rosh. That's what Tosfos is mesupik. Maybe even on a mechad is not allowed to eat bezeach hazeh. Why not? How do you explain that? So the Prima Gadim there quotes the Rashba and the Mishmeres Abai. He said it's only midirabbanan. When our Torah it's really muta bezeach hazeh. It's just that Tosfos was mesupik. Maybe midirabbanan doesn't look good. But when our Torah it is muta bevasachas, you can't see aslina basaruba. There is a din of bittul, but the din of bittul only applies when you have to start off with holchem achar haroyv. So if you're eating all three together, there isn't a holchem achar haroyv, so you can't say bittul beroyv, not like the Rosh, it's mamish bottle. The Rashba is going with Tosfos to eat bevasachas, odem echad, all three, for sure is awesome. But to eat bezachazeh, so each time I eat, I say the odds are 2-1 that this is mutter. Since the odds are that it's mutter, so I say it's bottle. And even though the second time, the third time comes at the end of the day, I ate everything. For sure I ate, he said, no. Then I say, since each time the odds were 2-1 that it's mutter, so then you apply bittul. But to eat all three bevasachas, there you can't apply bittul. So touchy. So there are three shitas here. You have the shitas Tosfos read is one extreme, that there's no bittul at all. The shitas harosh, mamish bittul. Rosh holds on mech mutter lech shloshtem bevasachas, and then he says, and once it's all heter, isa nepech liyas heter, so what does it bother me if you cook it all together? You don't need shishim. He disagrees with this Rashban, Siv Beis, Kufta Siv Beis. And we pass on something in the middle. Also, Lord Mechel, Lechel Shloshtem, Mizach Hazeh, Midi Rabbonim. The Prima Gordon quotes the Mishmeres Abayis that it's Midi Rabbonim. Yeah. Then there's a discussion over here when you have a Taruvus of Chad Betray. So I know that one of them is Chazer and the other two are Mutter. Is there a, so the din is that Chad Betray is Bottle. It's not a Chatech where there's Kabin, it's not a berry, it's not a Dovish of Dominion. Fine. So the din is that it's bottle. Is there a requirement that you have to throw one out? Is there a din you have to throw one out? So Rashi writes in two places you have to throw one out. The Ramah says v'yesh machmirim. The Ramon kuftes v'yesh machmirim lahashlich echod olitin lo'avik achavim, to give one away to a nochri make sure that you don't eat one of them. Who's the Yesh Machmirim? So the Vilna Gaon gives you the two Rashis. One Rashi in Beitz, the Gimel Amid Beis, and one Rashi is in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph. So because of, out of respect for Rashi, the Rambam quotes, Ein Aluchum Rabbi Alma, but that's the Minig. The Minig, Chein Nogu. The Minig is called the Maharam Rutenberg. Maharam was Machma Biatzmo. Maram belonged to the group of Hasidi Ashkenaz, that they tried to satisfy all the different opinions. Even though it's a Shveri Rashi, the Rash, Mishansa, Mishnais is Masigan Rashi. He quotes, Kvar Hisigo HaRosh V'HaRash. The Rosh in Avadizor disagrees, and the Rash in Orla, the Rash Mishansa, Balatais, Mishnais Orla disagrees with Rashi. He says that halacha, that if you have, by Truma, there's a din like that. If a degree of Truma, if an amount of Truma fell into 100 units, fell into 99 units of chulin, it's not bottled with the rabban, and you need meyah. If it fell into 120 units, it's bottled the meyah. The tzorech laharim, you have to take out one unit. Since one unit of chumah fell, you have to take out one unit and give it to the kohen, and then you can eat the rest. So the Rishalmi asks, manishtana, why all of a sudden you have to tzorech laharim? Why do you have to take out one unit to give it to the kohen? But it's the bottle. The Rishalmi answers, mishem gezel hashaved. The din is that mamayin alay bottle. That's the gemara in the end of Beitza on daf lamed ches. The gemara says, if I have 5 nickels in my hand, and you drop the nickel, and now I have 6 nickels, and I know about those, that one of the 6 nickels is not mine, you're going to say, Bittel Beroy, I can keep all the 6 nickels. You can't keep all the 6 nickels. You have to give one to the other guy. Mammon is not bottled. You have the din of Bittel by Tume, if you have Oichel, that's Tume. Tume is Bittel Beroy. You have Macholos Asur, it's Bittel Beroy. Lokach mi dam apoyme, dam asur, dam asur should be Bittel Beroy. Other things are bottle beroy, but mammon is not bottle beroy. If I know that I have an extra nickel, that's not mine, mammon chagaboy, so I have to give you back a nickel. I don't have to give you one of these 6 nickels. I can give you, I can make out a check for a nickel. I can give you a different nickel. It doesn't have to be one of the 6 nickels. So the reason why trumish and sarva b'meya, that it's bottle, b'echad meya, it's bottle v'tzorch laharim, because of gezel hashev, but truma is a double issue. There's an issue of yisav heter, it's also the zam, there's an issue of mammonis. But in Shari Surim, there's no issue of Gezel. So why should it be Tzorach Lohar? So that's what they all ask. Adarab, but the Rashi is against the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi says, Beferish, the only time Tzorach Loharim, the only time it's Tzorach Loharim is by Truma. So the Rashi is Fakir from the Rishalmi. So the Mordechai defends Rashi. Here, the Bir Agra quotes at the end of Zion. There's a long Bir Agra in Zion. When the Ramah says, V'yesh machmila hashlachechot alitin lov kechavim, so he says this is Rashi, the Rashi in Avodah Zarah Ayin Dalet, and the Rashi in Beitza Dav Gimel Amid Beis, and all the Rishonim, the Rashi and the Rashi Masigan Rashi from Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says the only time Tzarech Lohar is from Shem Gezel Hashevet by Truman. And then he says the Mordechai in Beitza Simen Tav Tav Reish Chav Dalet. The Mordechai has numbers on every paragraph, so it's number Tav Tav Reish is 1,000 Chav Dalet, 1,024 in Beitza, number 1,000. Where they start, not from the beginning of Beitza, probably from the beginning of Brachas, I imagine. From the beginning of Moed, I don't know. Beitza doesn't have 1,000 paragraphs in the Mordechai. So Simon Tov Tov Reish Chav Dalet, 1,024, said so the Mordechai comes to Farem for the Rashi. The Rashi is Shver. Mikra Adin, we don't pass like Rashi, but the Maram Ritmerk was from the Hasidi Ashkenaz, so he said, let's satisfy Rashi Shita. We'll throw one out and we'll feed it to the Nochri. The Rashi is just dead wrong, it's against an offering of Yerushalmi Zakhtanei. Rishalmi distinguishes between Truma and Shari Surim, Gezla Shevet, that's if it's Lach Balach. And Rashi's talking Yavish B'Yavish. So Yavish B'Yavish, it makes more sense to say, you take one out and you say that's the Trefa one, and the other is Akash. By Lach Balach, it's nonsense. How can you take one out and say, but by Lach Balach, by Truma, it's Zorach Laharim. Even though you know that the unit of that you're going to take out and give to the coin, that can't possibly be the same unit. He saw Shanafli, he saw Shalsa. So the unit of Truma that I took out and I give to the Kohen, that's the same unit that fell in. It's not true. So that's a din mishum gezla shevet, even by lach balach. But if it's yavish b'yavish, so that's Rashi's chumra. In two places, Rashi says you have to throw out one unit. Okay. So the Rambam quotes that chumra. That's from the Hasidi Ashkenaz to me, Machmer. Here, the top Tesis raises a new story. When you have a chaticha harui l'skabit, or a beria, balachayim chashivi v'loi b'teili, so the din is, it doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerates, Bittul Berev doesn't apply. So Taisa said, Bittul Berev doesn't apply. So let's pick one out and we say, the odds are 10 to 1 that this is not treif. So there's no Bittul Berev. You say, Azlina Basaruban. You have one korban that's possible, Rabbeinu Niva Muktzeh never got mixed in with Elif, Afila Hein Elif. So you're not allowed to be makir of any of the korbanos. Why? Balachayim chashiv v'loy b'telim mid rabbanan, not bottle. Not bottle would mean, if I don't want to be makir of all 1,000 korbanos b'vasav. Let me take one korban, I'm a kohen, I don't know, can I be makir of the odds? Are 1,000 to 1 that it's mutter. No, you go basarav, azlina basaruba. So what's the problem? So the Gemara in Zvachim asks that question. The Gemara in Zvachim, beginning of Perek HaTaruvis, Perek Kol HaZvachim Shenasarvum. So the Gemara says that that's a gzeira mid rabbanan. We treat it like kavua. When you have a taruvis that's bottle men atoirah, balichayim, it's bottle men atoirah, mid rabbanan, it's not bottle. So mid rabbanan is not bottle, despite the fact that the odds are 1,000 to 1. So we declare mid rabbanan as if it's machza machza. That's a kavua mid rabbanan. There's a din men atoirah called kavua ke machza machza domi. The pasuk says that one who murders someone else gets the death penalty. How does it say? Orav lo v'kam alav v'kol nofesh. I forgot the rest of the pasuk. So it says the retzech is chaymis. Why does it say v'orav lo v'kam alav v'orav loy? What does it mean v'orav loy? He's out to get him. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. What if I niskaben lahargazeh v'hargazeh? I want to shoot my favorite talmud over there. So I shoot and I missed. I shot the other guy. And they warned me, don't shoot him. You're going to kill him. You're going to chayv misa. I don't care. I want to shoot him. And then accidentally, I shot the other guy. He's also Jewish. Everything they gave hasra. So that's a machlek hatanoim. This kam lagas ever hergas a chayv apot. Machlek is the Ramam and the Raivet had a paskin. The Ramam paskin is like the Shitas Reb Shimon that you put. And the Raivet says, ma pitom, why should he paskin like Reb Shimon? It's yochid v'rab malocha kiram. A strange Ramam. So the Reb Shimon learns it up in the pasuk, v'orav lo ashi is kavin loy. This kavla hargazeh b'hargazeh is potter. That's in Baba Kam, and the chachamim who say there is no such din. This kavla hargazeh b'hargazeh. They're both Jewish. So yivachayiv misa. So what did they do? But it sounds like there's something there. But orav lo. So the Gemara says no. Prat lazarek even lego. If you have a group, a go gimel bab, you have a group of people. Nine are Yisraelim and one is a nochri, and you know they're across the street. And I say I'm going to shoot the first one. They say, better not shoot the first one. The odds are 9 to 1 that you're going to shoot a Yisrael. You shoot a Nochri, you're not Chai Mesa. You shoot a Yisrael, you are Chai Mesa. And he wants to shoot the first one. He can't tell. It's so far away, he can't tell whether he's a Nochri or Yisrael. So he should go Basarab and say that it's a Hasroah, it's a good Hasroah. The Gemara says, no. Since it's, I know that one of them is a Nochri, so Kol Kavur Kamachza Machza Dam, it's called the Hasroah Sofik, and you're not Chai Mesa. So that's the din of Kavur Deraisa. So here there's a din of Kavua mid Rabbanan. So that's what we got to discuss a little bit. The top Taisvah is a big discussion in the Yeridea, Kavua mid Rabbanan. Okay. Maybe tomorrow we'll continue. We didn't learn too much this week. Okay.